Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, last week we talked about Elon Musk's major investment in Twitter, which is now valued at around $3 billion, or around 9% of Twitter's total outstanding shares. Musk is the largest shareholder in Twitter, and although he isn't joining the board of directors, he has a new proposal for Twitter that would change things dramatically. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO sent a new proposal to Twitter offering to buy the company with an all-cash offer that values Twitter at about $43 billion. Musk is offering to acquire all of the outstanding common stock of Twitter at a value of $54.20 per share. The proposal was delivered in a letter to Twitter yesterday, and Musk wrote in a post on Twitter that the company must go private to undergo changes that need to be made. Musk threatened in the letter that if his offer to buy Twitter is not accepted, he would need to reconsider his position as a shareholder. The $54.20 per share offer is a 54% premium over the day before Elon Musk bought his first investment in Twitter, and a 38% premium over the day before his investment was publicly announced. Twitter itself confirmed that it received the offer from Musk and said that the board of directors would carefully review the proposal to determine the course of action that it believes is in the best interest of Twitter and all shareholders. So at this point, it's unclear if Twitter will accept Elon Musk's offer to buy the social network. But if it does, it's clear that Elon Musk has different ideas about how the social network should be run, advocating for it to be a completely free speech platform. In other news today, Apple and Meta have already butted heads numerous times over the App Store and privacy, and the two are poised to become hardware competitors soon. As Apple readies its own AR and VR headset and glasses products, Meta is also aiming to release AR glasses as soon as 2024. A new report from The Verge this week indicates that Mark Zuckerberg has big ideas for the launch of these AR glasses. According to a former employee that worked on the project, Zuckerberg's ego is intertwined with the development of the AR glasses, and he wants this to be a, quote, iPhone moment when the AR glasses are released. In other words, Zuckerberg is betting that the release of AR glasses from Meta will have the same effect on the market and people as the release of the original iPhone in 2007. But despite this hope and the aggressive 2024 timeline, Meta is apparently far off from the AR glasses becoming a reality. The report from The Verge indicates that Meta doesn't have a working, wearable prototype of its AR glasses, but instead only a stationary demonstration that sits on a table. The company has already spent billions of dollars on developing its AR glasses, and of course rebranded from Facebook to Meta to underscore its focus on the quote-unquote metaverse. Meta is also hoping to actually release two versions of its AR glasses in 2024, including one lower-end pair of glasses and another version that's more expensive. The company reportedly hopes to be selling tens of millions of smart glasses towards the end of this decade. Meanwhile, Apple is also planning its own AR and VR products, starting with a mixed reality headset that was originally slated for release this year, but has now been delayed until 2023. And as Meta hopes for its AR glasses to be an iPhone moment, Ming-Chi Kuo has said Apple hopes to quote-unquote replace the iPhone with AR in 10 years. But whether or not Meta or even Apple's goals are rooted in reality remains to be seen. Rounding out today, the latest round of COVID-19 lockdown measures in China have seen Apple production halted at three key Chinese suppliers. Assembly of iPhones, iPads, and Macs has been suspended in production hubs in China as multiple cities in the country implement strict lockdown measures when outbreaks of COVID-19 occur. Since March, China has battled its biggest COVID-19 wave yet, and Shanghai is the biggest hotspot. All 25 million residents in the city are under lockdown, and these lockdowns are impacting Apple. Apple production has been halted at three suppliers, including Quanta, Compel, and Pegatron. Component suppliers have also been hit by lockdowns, again impacting availability of the parts that go into iPhones, iPads, and Macs. On the iPhone side of things, analysts believe that the lockdowns shouldn't have a major impact on availability, especially for the new iPhone SE 3, which has reportedly been selling at lower rates than Apple had anticipated. The MacBook Pro, on the other hand, is facing severe supply chain shortages, with availability and shipping estimates continuing to slip, even though Apple should be ramping up production some 5 months after the original announcement. All of this could keep changing depending on the continuation of lockdown measures in China. And of course, some point soon, Apple is expected to begin mass production of the iPhone 14 before its release later this year. As of right now, we don't think that the iPhone 14 has been affected by these lockdowns. But again, this is an evolving situation that could change on a day-to-day basis. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.